New research is making the case that an online system would better serve the young families who depend on the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, known as WIC. Ohio is among just 10 states that requires WIC recipients to mail or present their EBT card at a WIC office every 4 months to reload benefits. Hope Lane Gavin with the Center for Community Solutions says Ohio had a tremendous health and human service response to the pandemic. But during that time, states with offline systems saw a significant decrease in WIC enrollment.
If you're on WIC, you're either pregnant, postpartum, and you have a toddler or a newborn. And so you have to load everybody in the car or take the bus just to get the benefit itself. And then you have to go shopping. So that is a whole ordeal, and that is reflected in our enrollment numbers.
Data shows that WIC participation was 9% lower in offline states relative to online states. Ohio was one of the first states to use EBT cards. And while that decision occurred years ago, Lane Gavin contends that the pandemic exposed that it actually runs counter to the program's intentions and goals. Lane Gavin says an online EBT program could improve infant mortality rates and maternal health. She uses Medicaid as an example, where beneficiaries are inherently eligible for WIC.
There's about 115,000 births in the state every year, and roughly 50% of those births are on Medicaid. So hypothetically, if all of those people got on the WIC program and the benefits were remote, it would make a huge difference in infant and maternal health in the state and the take-up of the program.
The American Rescue Plan Act included WIC modernization funding, so Lane Gavin says researchers are encouraging state officials to use those dollars to bring the system online.
Families are hurting, and as we face this, you know, inevitable COVID cliff where a lot of these programs that were created because of the pandemic are, you know, starting to wind down, we know that families still need help.
The Center for Community Solutions has an online series examining ways to improve the WIC program. This story was produced in association with Media in the Public Interest and funded in part by the George Gunn Foundation. I'm Mary Sherman. Find our trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.